Hi guys, I'm Michelle, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge here on VoiceTube. Today, we're going to talk about binge watching. 今天我们来聊追剧。追剧除了叫做 binge watching 之外呢，也可以叫做 binge viewing or marathon viewing， 马拉松式的看影集方式 ，marathon viewing 很贴切，对不对 ？And it's like a modern off-work leisure activity. 基本上追剧就是现代人下班后很多人的活动 ，right? And to me, it's like reading an entertaining novel. 对我来说，追剧和看娱乐的小说一样。An episode is like a chapter, 一个集数就像一个章节。And the cliffhanger at the end of each episode is a page turner. 每一集最后到了尾声一定会留下一个那叫悬念嘛，就让你很紧张，很想要再往下看，但就偏偏没了，然后下回分晓。那个画面就叫 cliffhanger。Cliffhanger, 吊你胃口的感觉。Yeah, I think the cliffhanger at the end of each episode is a page turner, 就像是好看的小说让你一页一页想要往下翻的感觉 ,a page turner. Alright, and I realized that this is ultimate modern indulgence to have during a long weekend. It's like doing nothing but binge watching a drama episode after episode. 追剧这个活动其实真的蛮奢侈的，好像你很有时间才有办法好好享受。But actually, I prefer to watch a drama that's currently airing. 但其实我比较偏向选择看正在播当中的剧。A drama that's currently airing. So that I can avoid binge watching. I actually want to avoid binge watching. I know avoiding binge watching means I'll have to deal with the anxiety ofwaiting for the new episode, but I guess I still prefer it that way. I don't know. Maybe it's because I feel awful and extremely guilty spending long hours watching a drama, which would make me so unproductive. All right, and on top of that, I think it's by no means a life-shortening activity, don't you think? It's so unhealthy to just sit and not move for long hours. Anyway, that being said, I still think of binge-watching as a luxurious and indulgent way of killing time. So what about you? When it comes to watching a drama, do you prefer binge-watching more, like I'm gonna finish this series once and for all, or watching a drama one episode at a time? Okay, in today's video, we're going to be looking at some sort of behind the scenes which featured how Netflix draws and manipulates our attention on what drama to watch. And now let's take a look at the sentences for today. How do you pick what to watch? Is it a catchy title? Maybe an interesting synopsis? Perhaps it's the unwillingness to watch another episode of The Office.Or just maybe a particular piece of cover art speaks to your spirit. Once again, how do you pick what to watch? Is it a catchy title? Maybe an interesting synopsis? Perhaps it's the unwillingness to watch another episode of The Office. Or just maybe a particular piece of cover art speaks to your spirit. All right, before we move on to the vocabulary, let's take a closer look at the sentences. 我们来看一下发音处理的部分。首先 ,how do you 会变成 how do you? How do you? 有点像是 do 变成只发了一个 the 的音。How do you? How do you? Okay, 再来 what to watch, what to watch. 首先 what 跟 to 一头一尾的发音都是 t, 我们念一个就可以了，变成 what, what, 或者 what to 也可以。再来 is it a, is it a, is 跟 it 可以连起来变成 is it, is it, 然后 it 的尾音 t 可以弱化变成只是弹舌音 is it a, da, 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 da,Is it the, 那个弹舌音的感觉比较偏向的和了之间的了的了的了的那个感觉 Is it a 再来 title 一样中间的那个 t 的发音也是弹舌音 title title 哆哆哆 OK 那当然你想要把 t 的声音念出来 title 绝对没有问题的。再来 maybe an interesting, 这里整个可以连起来 maybe an an interesting, 所以会变成 maybe an interesting。下一个字 synopsis, 这里的重音在第二音节 synopsis, OK? 再来、perhaps 的尾音会跟下面那个 it 连起来，所以 perhaps it's, 变成 perhaps it's。And then we have the unwillingness. 这里的 THE 发的是 the 的声音，因为下一个字的开头是母音 a, 所以这里变成 the unwillingness. 再来呢 episode of 可以连起来变 episode of. 以及下面 the office 一样，这里也是发 the 的声音，因为下一个字同样开头音是母音，所以念 the office。再来 particular, OK? 接着 piece of, 可以连起来 piece of。好，下面呢 cover art, cover 这个字我们来练习它的发音，它的 O 的地方念的是 的声音 cover。OK, 最后 spirit, 这里的 p 变成是阻塞的浊音 spirit, alright? And now, let's read the sentences once again. How do you pick what to watch? Is it a catchy title? Maybe an interesting synopsis? Perhaps it's the unwillingness to watch another episode of The Office? Or just maybe a particular piece of cover art speaks to your spirit? OK?And now let's move on to the vocabulary. The first word we have here for today is catchy. All right, catchy 这个字呢、有两个意思。一个很常见的意思就是、it is used to describe something that is pleasing and easy to remember, especially for a song. OK, 所以它的第一个比较常见的意思就是指曲调啊或歌曲啊很动听好记，能够朗朗上口，我们就会说 catchy. For example, a catchy melody or a song with catchy lyrics, 就是一首很能够朗朗上口的歌曲，或者是它的歌词很能够让人跟着唱起来。 Alright, 我们就会说 catchy melody or a song with catchy lyrics.And apart from that, we can also use it to show that something really catches our attention or interest. 那么 catchy 的另外一个意思呢，就是表达很吸引人注意的意思。那原因也当然会跟它能够好记啊、朗朗上口等等有关。那 for example, a catchy title, a catchy slogan,一个很吸引人、引人注意的标题或是标语 or a catchy headline, headline 就是特别指报章杂志的标题、大标题 a catchy headline. So for example, a five-word headline is often catchy and definitely gets right to the point. 以英文的报章杂志来说，它的 headline 常常会倾向抓大概 five words 以内，就是五个字左右，因为呢，这样他们觉得这样子是比较 catchy, 比较能够吸引人注意，而且 gets right to the point, 更能够精确地表达这整篇的重点。 So yeah, a five-word headline is often catchy and definitely gets right to the point. Next, we have a synonym for catchy. 下面这个字呢算是跟 catchy 同义字， that is eye-catching.As you can tell from the word itself, 从字面上就可以清楚知道这个字的意思。It describes something so attractive and noticeable that can really catch your eyeball. 总之就是很吸睛、吸引人的目光。So, the sentence can go like, to get you more thumbs up, you may need to stretch your creativity and use eye-catching headlines for your posts. Once again, To get you more thumbs up, 如果你想要得到更多的 thumbs up, 就是赞了脸书上面的那个 like. You may need to stretch your creativity, 你必须要使用你的创造力 and use eye-catching headlines, 用吸引人目光的标题 for your posts. Okay, 如果你想要你的贴文能够很吸睛的话呢 you need to stretch your creativity and use eye-catching headlines. Alright, 好整句话我再念一次 To get you more thumbs up, you may need to stretch your creativity and use eye-catching headlines for your posts. And then the next set of words are synopsis, trailer, and spoiler. First of all, synopsis, it means a brief description of the contents of a film or book. Synopsis, 简单讲就是电影或书籍的概要简介。We can say, before I give my review, 在我跟各位讲我的心得之前呢 I will give you a short synopsis of the plot 让我先快速跟各位简介一下这个故事的剧情 I will give you a short synopsis of the plot And then trailer It means an advertisement for a film or television 这个 trailer 我们应该都不陌生就是预告片对不对 For example HBO had just released a trailer for Game of Thrones Season 8冰与火第八季刚推出 HBO had just released a trailer for Game of Thrones Season 8 And then spoiler. It is referring to information about the plot that can spoil a viewer's sense of surprise or suspense. Spoiler 的意思就是指破梗啊、爆雷啊的意思。各位在看影评的时候，可能常常会看到这个 spoiler alert. Spoiler alert 也就是防雷的意思。Spoiler alert.Alright, and actually, I don't know about you, but I tend to avoid watching trailers if I'm really going to enjoy a film because trailers are more or less spoilers, don't you think? Trailers are more or less spoilers. 对我来说，预告片就像 spoilers 一样，就是它就是破梗。如果真的想要好好看一部片的话呢，我会倾向连那个 trailer 都不看 because they are spoilers to me.Alright, and then next we have episode. Episode 有两个意思，一个是一个事件或一连串的事件或是一段经历。So for example, he just started his new career and is now embarking on a new episode of his life. A new episode of his life. 这边是指他的一段新的人生历程才要开启 okay?Another meaning of this word episode is 就是一个影集的集数我们叫做 episode. So you can say, which episodes are you on? 或者是 which episodes are you watching right now? 你现在在看哪一集？或者是 in the previous episode of the pronunciation challenge, 在我们前一集的 pronunciation challenge 呢 we watched a video about the Amazon warriors, right?Alright, that is the episode. Next, we have series. Series 就特别会是指一系列的影集的概念。So, for example, I missed the second episode of the series. Okay. Last but not least, season.Season 大家都知道就是季节的意思对吗那另外它放在影集的情境下呢它是指一季 For example, when will the new season of Game of Thrones be released? 到底新的一季冰与火什么时候出啊 Okay, we have reached the end of the session today. Thank you all for being so awesome and please make sure to leave a comment and recording as always and I will see you guys next time.